You know what that sound means. It means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trekker with Trekker Noob 91 and Dorky Woman on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, 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 ever.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Dorky Woman with Trekker Noob 91.
Woohoo!
Today's podcast is all about the Green Mile, and not the book form, but movie version. So, it is a rated R movie, and it was released in 1999. It's fantasy drama, 3 hours and 9 minutes long, and it is 23 years old, and it was written by...
Stephen King.
Stephen King. So, now we're going to show you, we're going to tell you where you can watch The Green Mile. It's on HBO Max, Netflix, YouTube, Google Play Movies and TV, Vudu, and Amazon Prime Video.
I actually own it on Google Play Video.
Or you can own it on DVD if you go to the store and buy it.
Yeah, but DVDs aren't that cool no more.
Whatever. We're going to now list off the top 10 well-known actors or actress from The Green Mile. And to start off is Tom Hanks, and he played...
Paul Edgecombe.
We have Michael Clark Duncan.
And he played John Coffey.
David Morse.
Played Brutus Howell.
We have Sam Rockwell.
He played Wild Bill Wharton.
We also have Barry Pepper.
Who played Dean Stanton.
Michael Jeter.
Who plays Edouard Delacroix.
Bonnie Hunt.
Who plays Jane Edgecombe.
John. There's no E, it's John.
It's Jane.
Well, there was no E when
or Jan.
Jan, yeah.
My mistake.
Yeah, correct yourself, ho. James Cromwell.
Who plays Warden Hal Morris.
Gary Sinise. That's Bert Hammersmith.
Yes.
We have Doug Hutchinson, who played Percy Wetmore, my least favorite character. God, was he a prick.
Yeah. Well, see, I know we're talking about the movie, but in the book, when the older version of Tom Hanks' character is there, they've actually got a nurse that works at the old folks' home that reminds him of Percy.
Okay. And that will end this first segment, and we'll come right back to you. We're back. It's Dorky Woman with
Trekker Noob 91. And I'm going to be doing the synopsis. Doubt there's anybody out there that's never seen it, but you never know. Paul Edgecombe, Tom Hanks, walked the mile with a variety of cons. He had never encountered someone like John Coffey, Michael Clark Duncan, a massive black man convicted of brutally killing a pair of young sisters. Coffey had the size and strength to kill anyone, but not the demeanor. Beyond his simple, naive nature and deathly fear of the dark, Coffey seems to possess a prodigious supernatural gift. Paul began to question whether Coffey was truly guilty of murdering the two girls.
Well, that's it. There should be more.
That was the synopsis that they had.
So pretty much John Coffey is a black man who, you know, is racially targeted for killing these two young girls. As you watch the movie, you kind of get the sense that John Coffey is not a murderer. And at the end, they do reveal who the real murderer is. And, I know the first time I watched it and it was revealed who it was, I was like, oh. So, it's a good twist. But it's Stephen King. So, if there's not a good twist or a dark side to it, then it's not really Stephen King. So, anything else you want to add before we come back?
No. Nothing I can think of.
Okay. So, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Trucker Noob 91 here, and I am with
Dorky Woman.
And we are going to do the awards that were won.
Yes. So the Critics' Choice Award for Best Supporting Actor was for Michael Clark Duncan. And then there's the Critics' Choice Award for Best Adapted Screenplay, and that was for Frank Darabont.
I would say that's how you say that one.
Yeah.
Number three was the 2001 People's Choice Award. Favorite movie, 2001 People's Choice Award.
Four. Favorite dramatic movie. And then the Blockbuster Entertainment Award for Favorite Actor in a Drama went to Tom Hanks. Now we're going to switch it to quotes that are well known from the movie. So the first one is, "Time takes it all, whether you want it to or not." And that was originally written by Stephen King.
"My name's John Coffee. Like the drink, except not spelled the same. A John Coffee." "I'm sorry for what I am," is also said by John Coffey.
And then Paul Edgecombe said in the movie, which is played by Tom Hanks, "I've done some things in my life I'm not proud of, but this is the first time I've ever felt in real danger of hell." Yeah. So now we're going to go behind the scenes. And this is some fun little ditties, facts, whatever you want to call them, that we learned while researching the movie version of The Green Mile. Did you want to start off, or do you want me to start off?
I'll go ahead and start off.
Okay.
"It's considered the most depressing story Stephen King had ever written."
That's a first. "Did you know," because I didn't, "that John Travolta and Michael Keaton were offered the role of Paul Edgecombe before Tom Hanks?
Michael Clark Duncan wasn't really that tall. He was only 6'5". David Morris was 6'4", and James Cromwell was 6'6".
So they were all tall, effers.
The average height, John Coffey was the average height. Michael Clark Duncan was the average height of all the actors. They actually took, to make him look bigger, they actually did like a kid's bed instead of an actual man's bed and stuff like that.
Michael Clark Duncan got his role as John Coffey because it was suggested by Bruce Willis. That I did not know.
I didn't know until we were researching it yesterday.
Yeah, and then this is another little fun fact. The mice underwent extensive training to become Mr. Jingles. And there were 15 mice that were used and trained to portray Mr. Jingles in the movie. 15. That's a lot.
Tom Hanks almost played his older self, but because the actor who played the older self wouldn't commit at first.
Oh. "The first Stephen King adaptation to gross more than $100 million in the U.S. was The Green Mile." He's making bank. He's making that money, honey.
"The prison guard uniforms weren't authentic because back in the 30s when this takes place, prison guards didn't have actual uniforms that they had to wear."
Oh, must be for the movies. "And every Friday night, Tom Hanks treated the whole cast to a meal." Okay, so we got to work on a project with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, there you go.
So he can buy us a meal. Maybe we can get that shrimp.
Yeah. That bubblegum shrimp.
I don't know if he would appreciate that.
And then John Coffey's stand-in got the job by sneaking onto the movie set.
What?
Yeah. I saw that. What he did was, he was like an extra or whatnot, and he wanted to meet Stephen King really, really bad. So he snuck into the equipment truck that was being driven to the set, and then they saw him, and they're like, "Hey, we want you to be the stand-in for Michael Clark Duncan whenever he's not available to film.
Wow. So there you have it. Our short little take on The Green Mile. And again, we're not focusing on the book. We're focusing on the movie version. And come back tomorrow because we're going to be doing not one, but two movie reviews of Stephen King's. And that is Cujo
and The Graveyard Shift.
That's going to be so much fun because we're going to tear apart The Graveyard Shift.
All right, guys. Hope you all have a wonderful day and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Peace out.
And this is where I tell you the platforms we're on. You can find us on Anchor FM. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/truckernoob91. You can find us on Instagram. Just search truckernoob91. On Snapchat, it would be choya91. I'm not sure on hers, but we'll get it out there to you when we can. And I believe that's all the platforms. Hope you all have a great day and good night. Be safe.